The first lawsuit has been filed in the limo crash that killed 20 people in Schoharie, New York, last month. Aaron Katursky's been following this story. Aaron, what do you know about the suit?
Well, the lawsuit was filed by the family of Amanda Rivenberg. She was one of 18 people riding in the limousine that crashed in Schoharie after it went down through the stop sign in that notoriously dangerous intersection. Her family is suing for gross negligence and also for wrongful death, and they're seeking damages, an unspecified amount. And they say that the company behind the limousine, Prestige, and its owners, Shahad and Naman Hussein, put a dangerous vehicle on the road with an improperly licensed driver.
Should we be expecting a lot more of these similar types of suits to come forward after what we heard from the Attorney General's office and the state in the days following the crash?
I would think so. There were 18 people loaded in the limousine, along with the driver. There were, people in the parking lot that were killed, and by all accounts, a vehicle that should not have been on the road, that had been cited numerous times for violations, for having a driver that was not licensed to carry that many passengers, and ultimately a company that seems to have taken, rather shoddy vehicles, kind of patched them up, and it put them out there. So given the spotty safety record that has already been acknowledged, I would imagine you'd see these kinds of lawsuits, not to mention the NTSB is involved and investigating, and so once there's a firm conclusion that may assign blame, that could be a target for a lawsuit as well.
What's the status of the company and the owner right now?
We're not really sure, other than the owner we know lives in Pakistan. His son is the one who runs the company, I guess, day to day. But their limousines the ones remaining after the crash had been impounded. The authorities were taking them for inspection and investigation. So I'm not sure the company is operating right now.
Aaron, thank you. That's Aaron Katursky joining us with the very latest on that limo crash that happened in Schoharie about a month ago.